In preparing to facilitate a session on vision with an amazing group of women leaders recently, I found the splendid one-minute clip, for which I'll give a URL below. 20 years ago, you couldn't have found it unless perhaps you scraped through recordings archives of the Library of Congress. Today, we're blessed to be able to access such an historical treasure at a click of a button. I offer video today, less than a minute of it, and I hope it inspires you. First, the context. In 1950, Senator Joseph McCarthy was sending a wave of hysteria around the country. Demagogues do that. They capitalize on ignorance. They make ridiculous statements and bully those who temperately ask for evidence. History well recounts that Joseph Nye Welch, the Army's chief lawyer, showed us all how to stand up to a bully when he took McCarthy to task, asking, "Have you no decency, sir, at long last? Have you left no sense of decency?" Would that we could all rise so firmly against bullies and demagogues as Welch did. But someone showed greater political courage than Welch. 8 days earlier, Senator Margaret Chase Smith, after garnering the support of six fellow Republicans, took on her party mate McCarthy in a 15-minute speech known as the Declaration of Conscience on the Senate floor. She decried the reckless abandon in which unproved charges have been hurled from this side of the aisle. She talked about how McCarthy and his ilk had debased the Senate, making it a form of hate and character assassination. She stood instead for the rights of every American to, quote, criticize, to hold unpopular beliefs, to protest the right of independent thought, she said. 4 years later, in 1964, Senator Smith, the first woman in American history to serve in both houses of Congress, announced at the Women's Press Club that she would run for President of the United States. As though a lawyer recounting the pros and cons of someone else's deliberations about whether to run, she finished with this eloquent statement that speaks to principles as well as to the virtuous cycle of leadership. As you watch or listen or look it up yourself, consider thanking your predecessors and setting a like example of class, dignity, and calling like the one you'll hear here. The link for this is https://vimeo.com/43149480.